Now, the tennis tomorrow won't be the only big sporting event in Wimbledon. The football team are going to be parading the League Two playoff trophy won back in May against Plymouth at Wembley. If it's anything like that day at Wembley, it's going to be rather an emotional occasion as well. Let's talk to AFC Wimbledon director Ivor Heller, a man who has witnessed Wimbledon's history in all its forms over many, many years. He's on the line now. Ivor, I hope I've painted you correctly there when I say you've seen it all over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I started following the club in the early 70s, saw us go all the way through non-league and then all the way through the Football League. And, you know, people talk about the FA Cup final, say, was it the greatest day? And I say, well, 1977, when we first got elected to the league, was pretty special. You know, winning at Huddersfield in 86 was pretty special. And, yeah, winning the Cup final was great. But, you know, then winning the playoff against Luton at the City of Manchester Stadium, and of course that great day at the end of May this year was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps massive just thinking about it, actually. I have to tell you what a wonderful day it was. Just a quick one on what the mechanics of tomorrow. There's tennis tomorrow, oddly enough.
Yep.
Does that help or hinder you?
It doesn't really make a lot of difference because we've had to change the route a little bit.
Right.
Obviously driving past
no
longer much. No. Give them the royal wave and pick up Djokovic and Federer en route.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to have anything else on, are they, tomorrow? But unfortunately, they'll be otherwise engaged.
We were going to try and get them drunk in the Prince of Wales there on Broadway. But,
oh, dear, not the Prince of Wales. Dear, oh, dear. So I'll spend some time in that particular hostelry, I have to tell you. So just remind everybody, if they want to come along tomorrow, if they want to see the trophy and the team and the bus, when's it all get underway? Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, the bus actually leaves Centre Court in Wimbledon at 10:30.
We're talking Centre Court, the shopping centre, not Centre Court, the tennis stadium.
The shopping centre, that is correct. Then we're going to drive around Wimbledon a little bit, and we're going to pull into the Piazza, which is in the middle of Wimbledon on the Broadway, where they're going to actually shut the roads for a few minutes. We're going to do some addresses off the top of the bus, where they're here from the manager, Neil Ardley, leader of the council and the likes of them. Yeah, the whole thing is really let's show Wimbledon what they've been missing all these years and bring Wimbledon back to Wimbledon. That's the big thing for me.
Absolutely.
That's
what
we want to do.
Yeah, we spoke to your chief executive on the day when you beat Plymouth, and he just pointed over his shoulder and said, look at this, just look at it. You know, these fans need a stadium in Wimbledon. I mean, you know, it's unarguable. You know, the massed ranks, 25,000 people were there. Took you right back to 88. And, I assume you think that being in League One, having this enormous occasion at Wembley with 55,000 people there, which you won, has strengthened your case to finally get this plough lane issue sorted.
The plough lane issue was something that our dear friend Boris kiboshed us on. I can't think of a nicer way to put it. It was recommended by all the London planners, and we firmly believe that the new Mayor of London will make the right decision at the right time, and everything will come good for us.
Now, it just so happens that the new Mayor of London is not a stranger to that particular part of town. The former Tooting MP, of course, knows that part of the world like the back of his hand. And, you know, Plough Lane is about 10 minutes walk from Tooting Broadway Tube Station. So have you had any indication as to whether that proximity and all the other bits and pieces will help you in your cause?
No, I wouldn't say that we've had any information that it would do. But
to be fair, he's had a bit on.
Yeah, he's had a bit on, and that's got a bit worse with the way things have gone the last couple of weeks, I would say.
Well, in your opinion, he's got a lot on his plate, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's very tough. It must be very tough to be a high-ranking figure in the political world at the moment, because you really don't know which way the wind's going to blow.
But hopefully at some point he will get round to the pressing issue of Wimbledon Stadium. Is that your hope?
I think everybody knows we deserve to be back in Wimbledon, and we should be there. We should never have left in the first place, and things are going to come good for us. And I've got a strong feeling they will do.
How come the parade is happening now? Because what generally happens with bits of silverware, in my experience of teams winning things, is you get the team out on the bus within a few days. I mean, you know, usually this is go on in May. I'm not saying this isn't a bad idea, because the schools will be off, and people will be able to come and so on and so forth on a Sunday, which they might not be able to do on a Monday after a cup final. Why have you waited?
Well, the real problem for us was that we actually won on a bank holiday Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, we're still quite a fledgling club, whereas we're going forward at a rate of knots. Nobody wanted to be the person that sat there and said, we are going to get promotion, so we will do a bus parade on this date.
Right.
And by the time we really realised that we could be in the final, could get promoted, players and the manager and everyone had booked their holidays. So, literally, everybody, from the minute that the game was over, they were all shooting up on the Monday and the Tuesday, and it left us no chance to plan a bus parade.
You know, right. And, of course, now they're all back for pre-season, I suppose, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we're doing our kit launch in Centre Court tomorrow. That's the shopping centre. So we're doing our kit launch tomorrow, which is a wonderful thing to do. We've got representatives of teams of every age. People from our community football will be there as well. And so we're going to take over Wimbledon tomorrow and we'll share it with the tennis, which will be lovely.
Absolutely. And how big a gear change do you think it's going to be from League 2 to League 1? Obviously, Wimbledon are no strangers to having to adjust to new surroundings because promotion is not something you're unfamiliar with, considering how you've shot up the divisions. But the step from non-league to football league football was obviously an enormous step. But is this a bigger jump, do you think? Because there are some big clubs in League One.
I think that there's some big clubs, but for us as an organisation, it won't make that much difference.
And right.
The main reason being is we can't get any more people in. Then we'd be laughing, but we can't. So, we know what we are. We know what we've got to do. We'll be sold out for at least 14 games next season. And we'll probably be the only club in the Football League that will be. And we'll make the most of it, fill the ground up as much as we can, and just look forward to when we can get a few more in at New Plough Lane.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the fact that, that there's a huge amount of excitement. I suppose the one thing that might have stepped up a gear is the level of excitement and engagement among the fans because, as you say, playing bigger teams, the profile of the football club just goes up because you're in the third tier of English football. Is there more media interest? Are you finding that the League One status has brought that?
From every point of view, people look at the fixtures every week and they're going to be going, hang on a minute, Wimbledon are playing Bolton Wanderers. You know, and then there's a story there. When we were playing, I think it was Cove Rangers in the Combined Counties League in our first season in 2002, Bolton Wanderers were playing Atletico Madrid in the UEFA Cup. Those parallels are everywhere and every parallel is a story. So, yes, there's a lot more interest. It's brilliant.
I have to say, you're not the first Wimbledon fan to say to me, we're going to play Bolton, you know. I don't know why it is Wimbledon fans are so excited about playing Bolton Wanderers, but you're not the first one to sort of raise eyebrows and say, yeah, Bolton are in League One, you know. That does seem to have struck a chord with an awful lot of Wimbledon fans, but there you go.
Trust me, I was just as excited when we first played Rochdale, I promise.
There you go.